They get Washington State at home on Saturday, and here to talk about Sun Devil football with us is their head coach, Herm Edwards, here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. How are you guys doing?
Good. With the bye week, we didn't get a chance to talk to you after the game in Salt Lake City. Obviously, a rough second half, not the result you were looking for, but all things considered, after that, would you say that the bye week fell at a good time for you and your team?
Well, anytime you lose, and you can kind of revisit a lot of things that went wrong in going forward, what you're trying to accomplish, I think it helps you. As you stated, we had a bad second half. And you got to give Utah a lot of credit. First half, we had quieted the crowd up there. In the second half, we had no answer for them on either side of the ball. We couldn't play complementary football, and they took advantage of that and won.
The fact of the matter is, you guys, you've had a couple of very disappointing losses, but you've also looked very dangerous outside the state of Utah. With all your experience, how do you as a head coach keep a football team focused on what's ahead of you and not what's behind you?
Well, I think you're always working ahead. I mean, you never get anything back. I think you learn valuable lessons when you lose and also when you win. But I just think our football team realizes that you got to finish the game. And you're right, the state of Utah has not been kind to us. Mm-hmm. But that's a fact. And I think going forward, we're a 5-2 football team. We know there's a lot of season left, and as you can look at this conference, whether you're in the South or the North, if you have 3 or 4 wins in your conference, you're feeling pretty good about yourself and know that every week is going to be a battle.
Herm Edwards, the head coach of Arizona State, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Going back to that second half, it was a frustrating loss in Utah. But, you know, as you got further from that game and looked at the film and kind of soaked it all in, what irked you the most about that second half, Herm?
Well, there was no complimentary football. I mean, we couldn't slow them down defensively. We couldn't make any stops. And offensively, we couldn't mount any drives. I mean, that was the bottom line. We couldn't get out of third down. I mean, if you look at the stats, look at our team the first half on offense and defense, played pretty good. Second half, only offensively had 7 first downs, only 17 yards rushing. In the first half, we had 131 yards rushing. Mm-hmm. So all these things became a part of it. Defensively, first half, we held them to 7 first downs. Second half, 19 first downs. They only had 63 yards rushing the first half. In the second half, they had 145. So, all those things added to the loss.
One of the things that I think is interesting, and I know Doug Haller made a point of this, that one of the things when it comes to disappointments with the program, it's important to understand that this goes on well before you. It's been a long time since this program's been back in the Rose Bowl, so in some ways, these disappointments, you're paying for 20 years worth of disappointments when they're not all your fault. How do you manage that element of it?
Well, all you can control is what we do in the building, and we understand that. Look, fans are they have great fans here, and you're right. 20 years since the Rose Bowl, I get it. Look, I played pro football. I can remember in Philadelphia when I got there in 1977. The last time we went to a championship game was in 1960, right? And we ended up going to the Super Bowl in '80. So I get it, and we understand it. That's just part of it. All you can do is control what you can control, and that's our players and our attitude and how we play. We're 5-2. We still have a chance to accomplish a lot of good things this season. We're not out of it by any stretch of the imagination, so we got to keep playing. But I think the key is we got to win.
Yeah,
you got to win games.
Herm Edwards, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. With the bye week, it was an interesting week in the Pac-12, no doubt about it, because the North and Notre Dame and BYU helped you out a lot. All the 5 South schools that played all lost. What does that do, if anything, Herm, to re-energize your team for this stretch run?
Well, I think our team knew very well that, first of all, no team has gone undefeated in conference play since the existence of the Pac-12, and you knew some teams were going to lose. You look at the schedules, and look, every game, there's no layups, in this conference. You think, well, I'm going to play this team. It doesn't matter who you play. We're playing Washington State. When you look at their record, they're 4-4. They're 3-2 in conference play. So, the best team in conference play in the North is Oregon. They're 3-1. So there's a lot of things to play for everyone when you have 3 or 4 wins in conference. And so you got to realize that.
Yeah, and there's certainly an opportunity, as my partner said here, to kind of get where you want to go. What do you need from Jaden Daniels on the rest of the season to get there, Herm?
Well, you know, he's the quarterback, and obviously you go as the quarterback goes. And I just think, you know, the passing game obviously is important because that's how you make explosive plays. His ability to make some unannounced plays with his legs is always important. But I think a balance in our offense. When we can run the football fairly well, our passing attack becomes very difficult to deal with, and I think we got to get back to that balance of doing both.
Herm Edwards, our guest, as he is every Monday during football season here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Washington State coming up on Saturday, dangerous team as you alluded to. When you look at them, especially on the offensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. Coach, what do you see? What concerns you about what the Cougars can do?
We got a strong arm quarterback, can make the unscheduled play with his legs, and they touch all the grass with the ball as far as throwing it. Now, they're running the ball a little bit more than they were previously. They did a nice job last week of running the football. Didn't win, but they did a nice job of running it. So the last time we played them 2 years ago, as you guys remember, it was a 34-31 game. Mm-hmm. It went back and forth. Both offenses scored. Their offense is deadly, has some really good receivers. Have some good running backs. Their defense is very active. They have a really good secondary. They play a lot of press coverage, and they're physical guys. They're very athletic. So, as I said, they're 4-4 football team.
I know you guys are coaching up these kids. Why has the penalty situation not gone away entirely?
Well, it's something that keeps rearing its head, and when you lose two games the way we lost them, penalties were involved in them. And as you know, it either delays your offense, it sets your offense back, or on defense, it gives people extra opportunities. And we got to do it. You know, that's to say they have to understand they can't let that be a part of their play. I mean, you're going to have some penalties, but you want 4 or 5 at the most. When you get past that number, and you're playing teams that are equally as talented as you, you give them an advantage.
Yeah. From a health standpoint, Herm, the bye week obviously helps. In terms of guys you might get back, Chase Lucas, Johnny Wilson, would they be expected to play maybe on Saturday?
We anticipate they will be ready to play, and that's what's good. A lot of our guys were banged up a little bit. Now, some guys we've lost for the season, especially with our D-line. We lost some guys that were good players. But that's what it is in football. You know, you can't worry about the guys you lost. You got to get other guys ready to play, and I think this week was a good week for us. And going this forward, you know, next couple of days, we really got to focus in on Washington State.
I'll tell you what I'm excited about, watching the Sun Devils play football in the daylight, Herm. Finally, you guys get a day game. I know the fans are excited about it, but after all those night games.
Will they show up?
Is there an adjustment you have to make after playing so many night games to get ready for a day game?
Well, I think our guys are excited about it. Last time we played a day, we had 2 day games last year, I think. Mm-hmm. Don't play a lot of day games around here. But I think our guys are excited about playing in the afternoon. That ought to be a lot of fun, especially if you can. You know what's good about the day games? When you win during the day, if it's early, you got all that Saturday to enjoy it and then watch other teams play that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the fun of it. So you got to win to enjoy that Saturday, that's for sure.
Yeah. Herm, best of luck on Saturday against Washington State. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.